And so, Father, thank you that there are many healings in this place. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
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 So we are going to be looking at something also important. We've been having some conversations this week, and of course I have a goal. I believe it's God's Spirit leading and directing me to touch on these important things. I'm just going to flow in that direction. And I think for 5 p.m. sessions this week, going to be talking about why relationships and friendships are important in the local assembly. Yesterday we looked at something also very important, more like something that stirs up our team play ability, you know, and that helps us to become very strong in the local assembly. 5 p.m. looking at why you must have, or why relationships and friendships are important in the church. Not many people know why. And of course, you don't know why, you're not going to be able to appreciate whatever it is that's done for you within the local church. You know, many people cannot even tell how important it is to have relationships. You know, I believe that relationships are the most important currencies that any man can have. Not even money, because there are some times where your money cannot buy you what you're looking for. You know, I was speaking to someone, and then I was trying to tell the person that there are some things that only happen by relationships. There are some benefits that come via relationships. For example, if I was a friend to you, let's say I'm a friend to you, and we grew up together, suffered the same pain, went through life together. We ate together. We got hungry together. And then the Lord lifts me to become maybe the chancellor of, let me just say, Legon University School. Then you also, maybe you studied engineering, you became an engineer. Then as the decades pass by, you know, you have a son, and then the son needs to get into medical school, but I'm maybe the dean of Legon or something. Do you think that that son is not going to be able to be admitted into Legon school? Of course, if the son likes, he should get aggregate 70 kilo. He will still get medicine to do. It's not connection, as people will call it. Yeah. It's called relationship. It causes you to get the things that money may not be able to get. That's just life. Some things are embedded in the relationships that we share. That's just what it is. So not many people get to understand how important it is to build profitable relationships. You know, one time I remember I was working somewhere, and I was doing my national service, and I got to realize that the man who was my head of department was my mother's classmate. My mom grew up with him. They saw themselves together. You know, they know themselves. Then now he now gets to realize that I am my mother's son. There's no way I probably will not get a job when I'm looking for one, of which I didn't look for, of which he followed me to forcingly give me a job. That is what relationships bring. Without conversations on money, without conversations on pay me this, without conversations on pay me that, they cause you to receive certain things. Now, these are even natural things. I'm sure some of you have been privileged to experience certain concessions. Somebody should check for me what the mean concessions. I don't know if I'm using the word writing. Check the meaning for me and drop the meaning. Yeah. For me. I have the opportunity to enjoy the act of yielding, granting a right, or making a compromise in an argument to reach an agreement. It makes sense, you know. Something that is allowed or giving up. You know, it's like let's allow. You see, that's what relationships do. Let's overlook. Yeah, let's. We've seen that it's not good, but let's. You allow. That's why when you have a relationship with God, it comes with certain concessions. Let's allow. God just tells you, oh, he has done this wrong, but you allow. No. You allow. Yeah. Have you gone to a place before and the person serving the food was your mother's friend or your mother's sister, and you probably were not supposed to eat the food, but then she forces she finds a way for you, and she just allows you. You see, it's a relationship. Just allow. I remember one time, this one is not a good example, but then, we are using examples, so we have to use it. I remember going somewhere. I was much younger. I was around 14 years or 13 years or so. And they were having a show. I was very small, and I'm still, I don't think I'm small now, but if you see me now and you compare me to then, I was very, very small. You know, so I I went for the show. There were other senior celebrities who were coming. So when they just saw me, they just held me and put me aside and pushed me out of the gate, because the show was not for children. It was for adults. So somebody who was there now saw me. I said, oh, we know him. And they said, no, this show is not for, it's not for small children. It's not for small. I said, oh, it's not for small children, but, you know, so that's how they allowed me. They just opened the door for me and I entered, allowed. And they told me where to go and sit so that they don't come and suck me out. So I entered. And they told me that, go and sit here. If you sit anywhere other than here, you are going to be moved. So go and sit here. It's a concession. Because of a relationship. Because I knew someone in that place or in that relationship. So you see that people may not know what they lose by not having the right relationships. You may not know. You may say that, oh, it's nothing. Oh, I'm fine alone. But you will not know. You will not know what you lose by not having the right or the profitable relationships. It was said that Michael Jackson's monkey, was wealthier than many, many, many citizens in the nation. A concession. I went to a house and the food they were feeding the dogs with. Boy, even me, I was not eating that kind of chicken in my life. So the dog is related to a certain rich man that you are not related to. So even his food he eats, you don't eat that food. Maybe you eat it later in Jesus' name because you are becoming wealthy. But as it stands now, you don't eat that food. The kind of chicken and the kind of, Indomie. The one live chicken is slaughtered, sauteed, mixed, something. So I'll be standing there, I'll be saying, so you are giving all these things to the dog. If you're not careful, you say that, then let me just be the dog so that I'll protect the house. Because this food you are giving to the dog is just too much. Maybe I should also be the one that stands in the place. What can it do? Just to do woe. Oh, I can do woe. So there is a concession. There's something that is allowed because of the relationship. Easy. So not many people know that there are certain concessions that come with knowing how to handle and knowing how to relate with people. You will not know how important a relationship is until you are about to marry, until you are about to name a child, until you are about to have a ceremony, then you will see that there are things that are called concessions. People will go out of their way for you because of the relationship that they have for you, they have with you. Yes. Yes. Certain things are allowed. Certain things that are permitted. Saying things that are overlooked. You know, when they catch someone at a police station, that's when you see that people are different. One single call, you say, allow him. Meanwhile, his offense is more than somebody who is locked up in prison. The offense or the person that they allowed is more than the person who is in the prison. It's because of a concession. There's a concession. So, as we have conversations as to these conversations, as we have conversations on this, number one, I'm going to encourage every one of you, first of all, to have a relationship with God. See, have a relationship with God. I'm not talking about with your disciple, discipler, pastor. No, not that for now. With God. He gives out these concessions, these additions, these favors. You must have a relationship with Him. Of course, when I talk about a relationship, I mean, I know we are all born again here by the grace of God, but I'm talking about times where you are up and you talk to Him and you pray and you read your Bible. Times where you go out to pray. You visit people to pray. You have a place where you wait on Him. You pray. You fast. You pray. There are concessions that come with your relationship with God. There are things to allow. There are grace gifts. There are abilities to be given. There are advantages that come with it. Personal relationship with God. Personal relationship with God. A personal relationship with God. A personal relationship with God. Don't just be a Christian who doesn't have a relationship with God. Don't be a Christian that has no relationship with God. No prayer life, no Bible study life, no times for meditation, no times for worship, no times for prayer. No, these concessions are going to be, they're going to be withheld from you. You may receive that miracle because of your relationship. May receive that opportunity because of your relationship. You may have that thing coming effortlessly to you because of your relationships with God. There are concessions, free gifts, things to overlook, things to play on with. From today, as we get into our conversation, I feel like I should just talk on this alone. So I'm not going to get into what I intended to. I think the tides have changed. But then I want to encourage every one of you to start having a personal relationship with the Lord. Has to be personal. Has to be personal. You must be able to talk to Him like your friend. You must be able to tell Him the things that are on your mind. You must be able to tell Him what you want. I'm not talking about praying in tongues. Oh. No, I'm not talking about praying in tongues. I'm talking about talking to Him. I'm saying that you wake up and you sit down and say, Lord, this and this and this is what I'm going to talk to Him. Talk to Him. Not tongues. Not tongues. Not shouting in tongues. No. Talk to Him. You are talking to Him. You know, sometimes you have certain things going on in your mind. Even me, I talk to him. Everybody should talk to him. You have to sit down, get a place and sit down. And you say, Lord. And you talk to him. He loves to hear you talk to him. He wants to hear you talk to him. He wants to hear you say, Lord, I love you. Yeah. One time I remember saying, I love you. I love you. And he told me that I love it when you tell me you love me. Yes. You have to learn to talk to God. All your problems, gather it together and talk to him. Lord, look at what is happening. Lord, I'm looking out to you to help me concerning this. I know you help me. And you say to yourself, see, I don't even have anywhere to go. And I don't have anyone to talk to. And then you know what to tell him. Tell him that, Lord, if you don't help me, who can help me? Tell him, don't talk in tongues. I'm not talking in tongues. Talk to him. Lord, if you don't help me, who can help me? Who will I go to? Who will I talk to? Lord, help. Send help. Send help. I depend on your help. And I know you are doing it for me, Lord. I know you are doing it for me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for me. You have to learn to talk to him. You know, one time, I remember something was said about me. And did I write it on a paper? Or I had it on a sheet? What was it? Yeah. And I went to him. And I said, Lord, look at what this person is saying about me. Is it true? Look at what the person is saying. Look at what the person is saying. Look at what the person is saying. And I could sense him, you know, just rise up on the inside of me. And he said, don't pay attention to it. Don't pay attention to it. You must learn to talk to him. You know, you must walk to him and say, Lord, I think this thing I'm hurt about this thing. But you are the one that has healing. You are the one that has healing. And so, Lord, I ask for healing concerning this thing that I'm hurt about. And people of God, the God that has a mouth to speak will speak back to you. Yes. He that has powerful hands, that when he outstretches his hand, no man can fold it back. He will intervene in that situation. Don't be afraid to talk to God. Don't be afraid to talk to God. You must present your problem before God in prayer. You must present your problem. Don't be afraid of talking to him. He's your father. He can listen to what you have to say to him. You know, one time I was talking to him. I said, Lord, if you don't help me with this, it will finish me. Because I'd been learning, you know, on pride. And I saw how that pride was dangerous. And I saw how that pride has a tendency of causing God to fight, you know. And after I was done, I just knelt down. I said, Lord, if you don't help me with this, I'm finished. I've seen how it has eaten up great people. I've seen how it has swallowed up great men. I've seen how people who were lifted have finally been brought down. If you don't help me with this thing, Lord, it will eat me up. Help me, Lord. I don't know what is ahead of me, but help me. Keep my heart simple. Keep my heart like a child. Yes, there are times to fight, times to rise up, times to be defensive, times to oppose. But Lord, help me with it. You have to learn to talk to Him. You have to learn to talk to Him. Sometimes you must carry that thing that is said about you, that thing that is written about you, that thing that has been spoken about you, and talk to Him about it. Talk to Him about it. Talk to Him about it. Sometimes it could be certain behaviors, characters. You say, Lord, I know your word is working in my life. I know it's working in my life. Concerning this, concerning that, concerning this, concerning that, I know your word is working in my life. I know it's working in my life. You see, your desire to fornicate, you have to learn to talk to Him about it. Huh? You have to learn to talk to Him about it. Don't be somebody that you want to handle it on your own. And to talk to God about it. I don't know what you should talk to Him about. Maybe that opportunity, that job, that scholarship application. Talk to Him about it. I'm not talking about tongues here. You are talking. You know, one of the things I frequently say to Him is that, Lord, if you didn't choose me, I don't know who would have chosen me. And so, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, when they were telling us that we were supposed to move from the venue and they had given us the price for the current place we were in, I remember I do that often. I just went to a secluded place and I went to sit there. I sat on the floor. It's a serious matter. So I sat on the floor and I chalked somewhere on the wall. And I said, Lord, you have called me. You have anointed me. But this is the case where they are saying we should move. What do I do? If you don't help us, who can help us? If you don't talk to us, who can talk to us? Lord, help me. Help us. Then I said, thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you for your grace. And I remember where I was sitting. I slept there. Yeah, where I was sitting. I was sitting there talking to Him and I slept there. Your relationship with God is going to get better as you learn to talk with Him. Learn to talk. I see your relationship with Him becoming stronger. See, all your fears. While you will use the word of God as well, present them before Him. Present them before Him. Present them before Him. And don't forget, you also must do that at the end in the spirit of faith. So it's not like you are complaining. I'm not teaching you to complain. I'm teaching you to talk to him and expect a response from him. Yes, talk to him. Lord, I'm going here. Should I go? Lord, I'm doing this. Should I do? Lord, you did that. Should I do? Oh, Lord, this is that. Oh, yes. You learn to talk to him. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for everyone. We're building profitable relationships with you. Where we learn to talk to you. We learn to relate with you. We learn to feel what you feel. And you also feeling what we feel. Because you're marked. You can sense. You're moved by our infirmities and our weaknesses. Oh yes. He's not a high priest who cannot relate with us in what we go through. He can. He does relate with us in what we go through. Yes. We thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen.